T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You wanna see Loco?
Excited about the open snap, the power. I feel like listening to this for the first segment.
How's it going now?
Yeah, crank this up for a sec, Solana. You know the rapper's name?
Kevin Heavy by his voice.
He is heavy.
Yeah, I can tell heavy dude.
Not bad, but like heavy, like stocky.
Yeah, thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turbo B. That's
Turbo
the guy's
B's
name. Turbo B.
Yeah, never guess that one.
Yeah. He ain't gonna make it.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't.
I went to see him once at a nightclub perform solo about 1995, maybe 96, 97, in Fort Pierce. A nightclub in Fort Pierce. That's where Turbo B's career. This was a huge hit, right?
Yes, this song was a big hit.
2019, yeah. You still know this song.
Oh, heck yeah.
Solana, you're 25 years old. You know this song, right?
Yeah, this is a huge hit.
Right. I mean, this song was a monster hit. This dude was performing solo at a nightclub in Fort Pierce.
And you decided to ride out?
No. I used to work for Star 95, the radio station. And so they're like, yeah, you're going to go introduce Turbo B, which, I mean, to me was as exciting as what we're going to do today, maybe even more.
I thought you and Barry got in the car to ride out to Fort Myers.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like, it had to be after. I don't know when this song came out, but it had to be like around 95, I'm guessing. So probably about 97, 98, because what happened was, this is not the way I expected to start the show, but Snap ended up exchanging who their rapper was for the next CD. Snap had a song called Rhythm is a Dancer. You remember that song? Rhythm is a Dancer.
Yeah.
Totally different rapper. They knocked Turbo B right out of the group.
That was your fault.
So that
you went with, with Turbo B, whatever his
name
was.
I went out to support him to try to get him back in Snap.
And it was you and Barry.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Crowder and I are at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. The Canes basketball season opens tonight. And I was having a conversation maybe 30 minutes ago before the show with someone saying, yeah, it's weird. Everybody was focused on UMFSU. There was a lot of football focus last week, obviously. Florida-Georgia as well. And so you've got – and then the Heat played really well on Sunday, and the Dolphins won on Sunday. And a lot of people may not have noticed that college basketball season was beginning. And then what usually happens is college basketball season begins with a couple of cupcakes at the beginning, and, you know, you'll get a couple games in there before conference play really heats up. Well, University of Miami opens tonight against number 5 Louisville. The first 4 teams are all playing each other, I think.
Yes.
And so the number 5 team is here in Coral Gables, Louisville, and the Canes, they'll be on the ACC network tonight, and it's a huge night of college basketball in Coral Gables. And so we're going to be here at the Watsco Center until 6 o'clock. Jim Larrañaga is going to begrudgingly join us because you know he doesn't want to join us on a game day. But
that's what a
good trooper he is. He's like our Turbo B. We're the club in Fort Pierce.
Turbo L.
And then later on, Blake James, the athletic director, is going to join us. Katie Meyer, head coach of the women's team.
I love Katie.
She is going to join us. Joe Zagacki, obviously, he's going to be here. He's going to sit in with us for a little bit. And on the phone this afternoon, the playmaker, Michael Irvin. And so we've got a full-fledged University of Miami day planned for you. I know that pains you a little bit, but you've always been a proud proud adopted son for the University of Miami.
I tell people all the time, I know everybody's name on the team, basketball and football team, because we're the flagship. We talk about them a lot. So I'm not going to cheer, but I will analyze and I will enjoy. I'm not going to lie. I want to see Louisville's number 5 in the nation. Like, they have what, Norwa?
He is the ACC Conference Preseason Player of the Year.
Yes.
Jordan Norwa. And, I read in Barry Jackson's column today, 18 NBA scouts have requested passes for tonight's game.
Oh.
18. Now, my guess is it's because of Jordan Norwa, but that's still a great showcase for University of Miami as well. But you've got 18 NBA scouts in attendance tonight here.
Ain't no problem. You can eat off somebody else.
Yep.
Sean Andrews and Jason Peters, the All-Pro tackle, Hall of Fame tackle from the Philadelphia Eagles. I played against him at Arkansas when I was at Florida, and I know that they were coming to see him, and I had to make some plays. So I don't give a damn why the NBA scouts are in the building. Show out.
Right.
Because UM, I like this. I like how they've scheduled it, because UM has three freshmen in Beverly. I did some research on this game. Beverly, Walker, and Wong that are supposed to be breakout guys. McGusty is a transfer. Like, UM's not ranked, but people don't know what UM's really going to be, because there's a lot of unproven players.
And Coach Larrañaga seems to have a gift with that kind of stuff, where he brings in somebody that may get under the radar, and he puts together a decent squad. Last year, obviously, the DeJuan Hernandez stuff really kind of sidetracked the entire season.
Likes is back. I know you like Chris Likes.
Love Chris Likes. Any short guy or bald guy. I will root for any short guy or bald guy anywhere, anytime.
And you're bigger than Chris Likes.
I think I am, yeah.
He's listed at 5'7", man. I've stood next to him.
Well, if he's 5'7", I'm finally hitting that 6-foot plateau that I've been shooting for since 1969 when I was born.
You're going to make it one day, big man.
Anyway, Crowder and I, we are inside a media room right now at the Watsco Center, because the Hurricanes basketball team has shoot-around going on right now. And because we know Crowder might have allegiances to other teams, Jim Larrañaga did not want him to view shoot-around, because he doesn't want you to see his strategy.
So, you know, Florida's 6. Like, I didn't want to bring this up.
Are they 6?
Yeah, we're 6. You're talking about I'm going to try to sneak in on the shoot-around?
I stopped paying attention after Joakim Noah left the team. So, I honestly, I have no idea what's going on there. So, really, they're 6.
Joakim's about to retire from the NBA.
Is that so? What has happened here? You're telling me Turbo B is not performing in Fort Pierce anymore?
Turbo B and Joakim Noah are best friends.
What is going on here? This is crazy. So, here's what we're doing. So, we're in a media room. And then the shoot-around will end around 2:30, and when we go to our commercial break around 2:30, we will move outside courtside where Joe Zagacki sits for tonight's broadcast, and then we'll do the rest of the show out there courtside, and Jim Larrañaga will join us there this hour, hopefully, unless things go awry during shoot-around and he needs a urgent team meeting if things go off the rails. So before we move on here, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
You're going to be heading down after the show, Solana, right? You're going to enjoy some college basketball with us.
Oh, yeah. I'm stoked.
Yep. Very excited for tonight.
Gentlemen, the Miami Heat are number 1 in the Eastern Conference.
It is true.
Can't argue at it. Play
it
the
is
music.
True. First place for our beloved Miami Heat. It really is a spectacular turn of events. I know it's only 6 games, but the nation, basketball nation, is talking about the Heat. It's crazy, man. God bless them.
They should, and I want to give some love to Spo. Only good coaches get young guys to play to this level, ready to play the opening season.
You're right.
And it's defense. They've been shooting their whole life. To be able to play the type of defense the Heat are playing with these young puppies in the game, y'all need to quit love. Y'all need to quit hating on Spo. Love on Spo a little bit.
Love on Spo a little bit.
I'm ready to love on Spo a little bit tonight.
I know you are.
We know you are.
We're not asking about you.
Because the Heat are on the road. They begin a three-game West Coast road trip. Begins tonight, 9 p.m. here on 790 The Ticket in Denver to face the Nuggets. And, of course, tonight you guys are out there. It's Canes Hoops opening up their season versus the fifth-ranked team in the nation, Louisville. Tip-off, again, 6:30 p.m. from the Watsco Center.
Indeed. Anything else?
Yeah. Paul Feinbaum says Urban Meyer won't be the next head coach at FSU. Bob Stoops is denying rumors that he is prepared to take that job at FSU. There was a couple rumors circulating around Twitter that he was with Florida State yesterday, but Kirk Herbstreit said that's not true, that Stoops was actually with Dan Marino yesterday.
Okay. David J. Neal, by the way, tweeting at me, the power was 1990. Snap the power. So I think probably Turbo B was on his own in about 95. I'm going to say I was right on 95. Probably 5 years before he realized, yeah, they're not having me back. Rhythm is a Dancer was a big hit. And so what are you going to do? you want the team to fail when you're not on it. But sometimes
they win a Super Bowl. You got to just let it go.
It's the Washington Nationals, right, with Bryce Harper?
Yes.
That's exactly what happened with Snap and Turbo B.
Right. And with Urban, I'll tell you this. Urban's not going nowhere without a quarterback. Hornibrook and Blackman aren't bringing him to FSU. He was at Alex Smith in Utah, and then he came to Coach Tebow at Florida. He's not going to Florida State with Hornibrook and damn
Blackman. He annoys me. I know you like him. He annoys me. Like, come on, just say that you still want to be a coach. Stop doing this coy thing all the time. Like, just say, yeah, I'm waiting for the next great opportunity, and if I get it, you know, I don't know. I find him to be anxious.
But he has the out of his heart condition now.
Right.
It's like IBS with me. Anytime something goes wrong, my stomach
CTE,
hurts.
CTE. You got a whole bunch of initials.
I got letters all day to get out of stuff. He has the heart condition.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
Vinny Von Sr. of The Athletic, he wrote that both the NFL and the Chargers are willing to consider the UK as a possible new home, but also part of that move could be a potential domino effect on the divisional makeup. The Chargers would need to move to the AFC East. How about this, guys? The Dolphins to the AFC South, and the Texans would move to the AFC West.
Yeah, I saw that today, and I saw someone write, it would be pretty funny if we waited through, you know, 19 years of Tom Brady, and then the moment he's done, we move divisions. that would be so Dolphins. But I think there would be a lot of stuff that would have to happen for the Chargers to end up in the UK permanently.
Terrible decision to put a team in London forever.
Yeah, I think so.
It would be great for the players there. They'd be loved. They could make money, but players wouldn't want to go there. I swear to goodness, I would not go to London if they offered me a contract.
Right. You're talking about upending your life. It's one thing to say, okay, I'll bite the bullet and go to Jacksonville or Buffalo. It's another thing to say, yeah, I'm going to move my family to London.
Mom, you want to see me? We got to get $5,000 together. Yeah. Come on, man. Terrible idea.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. Finally, police say a man was fatally stabbed outside a Maryland Popeyes restaurant after a fight broke out between two men when one accused the other of cutting the line as they waited for the recently re-released chicken sandwich.
Now, I could see that happening for a Hockman burger. It would make all the sense in the world.
I stab a dude for a Hockman burger.
For a chicken sandwich, I think it's a little overboard.
That's like line rage.
Somebody.
Road rage. There's line rage.
Somebody texts in, hey, Hawk, don't play around with Coach L today. Liable to get cussed out.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
You going to do the foolishness?
A couple of movie questions,
there
I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm going to the bathroom. Man, this is the first game.
Anything else,
number
Solana?
Number 5 Louisville. You going to fool with Coach L?
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, only because I just saw Ira Winderman tweet this. Justice Winslow and airplane mode Derrick Jones Jr. will both be available tonight for the Miami Heat.
Okay, and a couple other things I saw before the show started. Cam Newton going on IR. Yeah. And what else?
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles. Yeah. Nick Foles is going to be the starter in Jacksonville. So, Minshew had a very bad game in London on Sunday.
Just one game, man.
You spent a lot of money on Nick Foles. Yeah. You've got to play Nick Foles. I got no problem with that.
Didn't he break his clavicle or something like it?
Nick Foles?
Yeah, he tore himself up.
You got to get back in that game for that kind of money. You are this close to losing your job a second time, and you got to get out there. So we're in Coral Gables at the Watsco Center. 15 minutes of heat is coming next, and we'll talk with Clay Ferrero from Local 10 about the Heat. They're in Denver tonight, and then hopefully Coach Larrañaga in this hour as well. And like I said, Michael Irvin scheduled at 3 p.m. Now, I want to talk about the drink maker. Every time I talk about this on the radio, the text machine lights up, my tweet machine lights up. People go, is this for real? The drink maker, you don't have to go out for great mixed drinks anymore for cocktails. I make the drinks at home. I don't have to have a single bottle of alcohol. I make the drinks at home with a cocktail machine called the drink maker. It makes delicious mixed drinks and cocktails at the push of a button. It's like those fancy machines that make espresso with the push of a button, but now you can do the same thing with premium cocktails and mixed drinks. You just put the pod in. It's that simple. You put a pod in and it makes, if it needs bubbles, it adds bubbles. The drink maker, it makes so many drinks from classic cocktails like a gin and tonic to a fruity cocktail like a margarita and everything in between. It makes old fashioned, white Russian, Moscow mule, peach sangria. I'm telling you, literally something for everyone. And it's a great way to find new favorites as well. In less than a minute, with just the press of a button, you'll have an ice cold, ready to drink cocktail or mixed drink. Now, this brand new machine, it's already a great deal, but they've got an amazing exclusive offer just for my listeners. DrinkWorks has taken $100 off the original price right off the top. But for my listeners, you could take another $50 off for a total savings of $150, and they'll throw in free shipping. Here's the only way to get the amazing drink maker with the exclusive savings and free shipping. Go to drinkworks.com and use my code MARK50 when you're checking out to save the $50 and get the free shipping. Again, don't wait. This amazing offer, it's not going to last. It's only for our listeners. Go to drinkworks.com. Use the code MARK50, M-A-R-C-5-0, at checkout, and you'll get the discount and the free shipping. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. That website, again, is drinkworks.com. Quick break. We'll come back with 15 minutes of Heat on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
We are back live at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables.
Cleveland Clinic Florida is here for you with our nationally recognized orthopedic and sports medicine health team. Stop playing through the pain and let us get you back in the game and back to your life. Whether you need help keeping up, running faster, or just staying on course, our entire team is here for you anytime, anywhere. We got you. Find your way to the best care at clevelandclinicflorida.org/ortho. Get that body feeling right at Cleveland Clinic.
All right, we do 15 minutes of Heat every day around this time. And 15 minutes of Heat is brought to you today by Comcast. Stay connected to your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat. And by GEICO, great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. We are going to head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Clay Ferrero, sports anchor and reporter for Local 10 and a friend of ours. And 15 minutes of Heat, Clay. Heat are 5-1. They're in Denver tonight. They're in first place in the East. Have they exceeded your expectations through six games?
Well, just so you know, first off, you've made my day by calling me one of your friends. I mean, I'm kind of getting choked up over here. I don't really know where to go from there.
Well, I believe that you've shared some very personal stories with us on the air. I mean, that would only happen amongst friends, right, Clay?
Oh, yeah, but you never know if it's mutual, right? It's like I wanted to write a note that you want to be friends with me, check this box, yes or no, and I feel like I just got the yes box. Yeah,
well,
so
I'll
like
tell
really
you, I'm friends with you. Crowder probably doesn't feel the same way.
I'll check the Clay box. Clay, I'll check your box all day, twice on Sundays, Clay. I'm
see,
a box
Crowder's
checker.
Friends with everybody, though. He's friends with everybody. You go into the press box at the Dolphins games, and Channing is like, he's the mayor. He is the mayor of the Dolphins press box.
Right, but it's all pretend.
Hawk knows how I do.
It's all pretend. Clay, you don't fall for that, do you? That's all pretend.
Well, that's
shameful.
I work every room. I work a lemur cage. I work every room, Clay.
It is totally shameful, man. It is totally shameful.
Also, I love that in the first 2 minutes, I've already derailed your 15 minutes of heat. So, fish right,
we're down to 10 minutes of heat.
That's why you're our friend.
All right. Have the heat exceeded your expectation through six games?
Well, I'm not going to give away company secrets here, but we have all canceled all of our pending vacations through the month of June. Just, you know, since the NBA Finals are on ABC, we just – at Local 10, we got to be prepared, you know. So we're kind of already planning not just our Super Bowl coverage, but also the NBA Finals parade route coverage and how we're going to do all that. So I don't know if that answers your question, but yeah, I'd say they've exceeded it a little bit.
But, Clay, we're 5-1. They're the best team in the East right now, number one in the East, Clay. Like, when can I really start talking trash? Is it 8-1, 9-1, 10-1? Like, give me a record where I can really start selling out.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, if they go on the road and they win all three of these games, or honestly even two out of these three games, then yeah, I think you can start talking a little bit of trash. But this is a tough road trip coming up. You know, you got to go play a Denver team that was one of the best teams in the NBA regular season last year, a Phoenix team that is playing really, really good basketball and just knocked off a team that was previously undefeated last night. And oh, by the way, you finish it off by going into LA to take on LeBron and AD and the Lakers. So, no, sure, if you win these three games, but I also think, guys, you know, for the course of an NBA season, you're going to have these sorts of ebbs and flows. And what I want to see on this three-game trip is, do they keep playing this sort of team ball, especially defensively, that they've been playing to this point? And I think it was Kevin Arnovitz that said this yesterday. He was dead on. He said, I've looked at their film defensively, and they look right now like a team that's playing defense in March and a team that's been together for years. But there's just that team chemistry and kind of that vibe that we were talking about going all the way back to camp. And so far, that's translated to the floor.
Clay Ferraro from Local 10 is with us. How impressive was it to see James Johnson out there balling Sunday night? Like, just, you know, he took his punishment. To me, seems like a man, unlike Deion Waiters, right? And went out there, got in shape, balled.
And that's where, yeah, you tipped your hat to him. And I think, look, it's tough. Even Goran Dragic doesn't want to be coming off the bench right now. But he's embracing the role much in the same way that James Johnson did. And you know, throughout the course of the season, those opportunities are going to come along. Look, guys, nobody stays completely healthy through 82 games of an NBA season. Guys are either going to play with bumps and bruises, or they're going to have to sit out with significant injuries. And that means somebody is going to sit out and give you a spot at some point in the season. So, you know, you look at a guy like James Johnson, and you're happy for him because he embraced the role. He understood why he was sidelined, and he did something about it. And I also think, guys, look, what they've got right now with Chris Silva coming off the bench and his skill set kind of matching Bam Adebayo, there's still going to be a role for somebody who can extend the floor a little bit and space the floor a little bit in the half-court offense. And James Johnson, if he continues to shoot like he did the other night, he could potentially be that guy.
And should I, Clay, I look at Jimmy Butler and I know he fills the stat sheet, but I just seem like, it seems to me like he's not as ball dominant as other stars we've seen. Should I let that go? Is Jimmy's game bigger than just taking over the game? Is he more of a facilitator? Should I just let the thought go of Jimmy scoring 30 a night?
Well, I think let it go for now, but I think when it is required, he has that ability. Go back to the playoffs last year with Philadelphia, and there were times when that Philadelphia team couldn't do anything offensively in the half court, and Jimmy knew it was time to take over. So what I've said about Jimmy, and by no means am I saying he is on LeBron James' level as far as a transcendent player, but when he first got to Miami, you remember some of the criticism that, oh, he's deferring too much. He's passing too much. And what I think happened is he was trying to get his teammates involved because he knew throughout the course of not just a game, but an 82-game season and then the playoffs, you're going to need other guys to step up. So what I think you've seen out of Jimmy Butler is he knows that this team is going nowhere if it's just him. And he knows that there's talent elsewhere on this team, guys who can contribute. So what I think's been brilliant about what he's done is he's found ways to get those guys the ball in positions where they can be successful ball players. And I think that's credit to him.
And it's tailor-made for him too, right, Clay? I mean, they have literally, it seems like, handed over the franchise to him. You're our next D-Wade. Here you go. Run this team the way you want to run it. And he's been waiting for a situation like this.
Well, 100%. And I don't know if you guys got a chance to read that Yahoo article that came out yesterday. It was just awesome. And Jimmy still doesn't think that he's this elite players that can go onto the floor, just wake up, roll out of bed, and go 4-25. Now, he knows that he's a very, very good player, and he said as much in the article. But what he said was that here in Miami, I've got a group of guys that are like me. I've got a group of guys that are out to prove something every single night, and they're going to go out there and they're going to play like it. They're going to put in the work and play like it. So I think the issues that Butler has had in other places, and you look at Minnesota where he went in, you had one established star that was the face of the franchise in Karl Anthony Towns and another guy on a max contract in Andrew Wiggins. I don't think he felt like everybody in that organization was as committed to winning and hard work as he was. Now in Miami, if you do things that aren't Jimmy's way, then you're going to be out the door or you're not going to be playing. So you're right. It's a perfect setup for him, and I think he's done a really good job of putting everybody around him in a position to succeed.
Right. They kind of showed it to him, right? The Heat management showed him, like, yeah, we're on the same page with you. Like, look what we're going to do with James Johnson. Look what we're going to do with Deion Waiters. And we got rid of Hassan Whiteside. Like, we're showing we're committed to your style of basketball, which also happens to be our style of basketball, even though we got away from it for maybe a couple of seasons.
Well, 100%. And go back to the much publicized practice when he was trying to force his way out of Minnesota last year. And he showed up and he took the third stringers and beat the starters and was talking trash and cursing at everybody the entire time. Well, that got him sent out of Minnesota. If he does that in Miami, no, Miami went and signed him, traded for him because they wanted him to come and do that. So it's like the things that got him into trouble elsewhere are the very reasons why Miami wanted him, which is what I think is amazing about this whole thing, and why I thought from the beginning, and this was even back when he was in Minnesota, that this was a marriage that had to happen at some point and just a perfect fit.
Clay Ferrero, that is your 15 minutes of Heat. You can see Clay Ferrero on Local 10. We're out at the Watsco Center, Clay. You got college basketball tonight. Did you know that?
I did. It's what they say, Louisville Hate Week on King's Twitter.
That's right. Louisville tonight, and then Louisville on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how I feel about in college basketball starting off with a conference game, though. I think that you start off with these games against the lower teams so you can get your team ready. But I'll be curious to see how they respond to that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they respond against number 5 Louisville tonight at the Watsco Center. Thank you, Clay.
Anytime, fellas. Take care.
There you go. Clay Ferrero, Local 10. That is your 15 minutes of Heat, which we do every day around this time. We're going to move our setup outside to the court, and Jim Larinaga is hopefully going to be out there and waiting for us.
Are you going to carry my items?
You want me to carry your items?
Yes.
Well, who's going to carry my items?
You.
My name comes first on the show.
Man, you're going to pull rank on me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going home. The hell
All
with
right.
this.
I understand. So hopefully in the next segment, Jim Larinaga, and then hopefully at 3 o'clock, Michael Irvin, the playmaker, who I just want to hear his voice after that FSU game.
His swag can't be through the roof at 5-4.
All I want, no, after that FSU win, his
gonna
swag
bring it right
will
back
be through
the roof.
Through the roof.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. Canes, Dolphins, whoever you cheer for, anybody, FIU, FAU, the Gators, the Seminoles. I don't know who would cheer for them, but if you do and you are going to tailgate or have a watch party, guys, go to Publix. They brought out two things this football season. First, at the Hard Rock Stadium, every single Dolphins game between the south and southeast corner is the Publix ultimate tailgate party. We know how to do it over there. Chris Whittingham and myself, we're doing pregame. There's a DJ playing music. We have games. We have cornhole. We have their foosball. We have Connect Four. Publix puts out a spread now that is delicious. I get me a plate every week. We have it all. South and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium. Every single Dolphins game is the Publix ultimate tailgate party. And the second thing is the Miami Dolphins Pub Sub. Go to any Publix in South Florida. Get the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. Chicken tenders, bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is delicious. It has become a staple in the Crowder family diet. You got to go to Publix. Be the queen or king of tailgate at Publix, but you know about Publix. You've been eating those subs for years. The fried chicken is delicious. The chicken wings are awesome. All those cold-cut sandwiches. The rotisserie chickens, the barbecue and the lemon pepper, they are delicious. The platters over at Publix feed dozens.
The drinks, the ice, the beer, the chips, the sides, the snacks, they have it all. Go to Publix for all your watch party and tailgating needs. They are the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins and busy moms, busy dads. Go to Publix.com. Publix will deliver. I love that they started this. Your tailgates, your watch parties. I like to spend time with my kids on Saturday, but Saturday nights, I want to have some people over and enjoy a game. I can order all my tailgating needs at Publix, my watch party needs at Publix, and they will deliver to you. Go to Publix.com. It will change your life. Find all your tailgating needs and watch party needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Clay Ferrero just texted me, did I say Maryland? Can't believe I said Maryland. And then he wrote, I'm fired. Well, this is live radio is live radio. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back. Hopefully, we'll be courtside at the Watsco Center. Hurricane shoot-around has ended, and we're planning to have Coach Jim Larrañaga with us next on Hochman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
We are back live at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. It is a big kickoff basketball game for our Hurricanes tonight. And Jim Larrañaga, who's been head coach here at UM since 2011 and one of the most beloved coaches in all of South Florida.
Yes,
and
sir.
I'm not just saying that because he's sitting here in front of me. He is our personal favorite. We feel like we have a good relationship, although we know with Louisville number 5 tonight, the last thing you want to be doing is sitting out here with us boobs as you're prepping for a game that's just a couple hours away. So thank you for making time for us. We appreciate that.
Well, thanks, guys. It is the first college basketball game of the season. We're the first game, 6:30. Hopefully everybody's tuned in, and hopefully the Watsco Center, which is empty right now, hopefully it's packed to the rafters tonight.
Now, opening against number 5, Louisville, conference game. This is a tough start. You like opening with a heavy hitter? This is different.
Well, here's the way I look at it. If we win, I like it. If we lose, I don't like it.
So you reserve judgment until tonight's final score?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can understand. I mean, it's a whole different way to start a season, though.
Well, it's the inaugural season of the ACC Network, and with ESPN and the ACC Network and the basketball just getting started, we're now playing 20 conference games. They were looking for a date, and it was decided, hey, let's kick off the college basketball season with everybody in the ACC playing a conference game. So it's not just Miami versus Louisville, a top 5 team in the country, but Carolina's playing Notre Dame and Virginia's at Syracuse. We got everybody in the league playing a conference game except Duke. Duke is going to New York and playing in Madison Square Garden against Kansas in the Champions Classic. So this is a great way to kick off the college basketball season.
Coach L, don't you want to see what your team has against a top team instead of playing a cupcake? They kill Florida every year. We play cupcakes. We know we do. That's what we do at Florida. But don't you like to see your team against top opponents so you can see what you got?
Well, here's my look at. I don't think anybody's a cupcake. That's kind of a media sensation where, oh, this team is no good. They don't have a good team. They don't have good players. And then you play them and you're like, I'm watching them on video. I'm saying, man, these guys can shoot. Man, these guys are quick. I mean, everybody in college basketball has good players. The mid-majors and low-majors, what they're able to do is keep their players so they have older guys, guys who are 21, 22, 23 years old. And our team, like a lot of ACC teams, we're playing a lot of freshmen. We have three freshmen who are going to play a lot tonight. We have Dan Gak, who had a red shirt with an injury. He has a career total of 20 points. So we have a lot of inexperience that's going to be out on the floor.
Coach Jim Larrañaga is with us. Again, tonight, Watsco Center, 6:30 tip-off. If you're listening on campus, you should absolutely be here tonight. And if you're listening anywhere in South Florida, you want to get rolling and get down here because of traffic. But hopefully this place will be packed tonight for the Hurricanes and Louisville, number 5 Louisville. I read in Michelle Kaufman's article in the Miami Herald there's going to be 18 NBA scouts in attendance tonight. Louisville's got this kid, Jordan Wara, but that's a great showcase for your guys, too, and I'm imagining you've told your players the same.
Yeah, I didn't tell them we have 18 NBA scouts coming tonight. I want them focused on Louisville, not on the NBA. But what I will tell you is a lot of NBA scouts come to our practices. They sit there, they get to know our players, and I think when you're in the ACC, every player that's recruited to come to the ACC and chooses to play in what we believe is the best league in the country, their ambition is to play in the NBA. and they want NBA scouts evaluating them regularly.
And, Coach, when you play a guy like Norwell, who is ACC preseason, you know, ACC player of the year and all that, do you bring him up? Because I play with coaches that just call guys by their numbers. Then I've also played with coaches that say, this is Tom Brady, this is Randy Moss. How do you deal with an all-star like that when you're going to play him?
I couldn't tell you anybody's number. I can tell you everybody's name. When we're playing, we want our players, when we're watching video, to know the guys. We don't look at their numbers. We don't tell them you're guarding 13. We tell them you're guarding Wara. You're guarding Enoch, you're guarding Perry, whatever it is, and then we share with them this is what they're looking for. So for us, we have terminology that we use that I think a lot of teams use, a lot of NBA teams. So tonight we told our team they do a lot of ghost screening, and you really got to guard the ghost. What does it mean? It means the guy who's coming up the ball screen doesn't really ball screen. He fakes the ball screen and then sprints out to try to catch you off guard, like you're getting ready to switch a ball screen. And the guy on Wara, for example, as he's running with him, he's thinking to himself, I got to switch. But then Wara takes off, gets open, and nails a three. So we got to stay with the ghost and do a great job defensively.
Who pulls that responsibility, Coach, on Wara? Hey, you have somebody set?
We have Sam Wardenberg will start on him, but one of the rules we have is guard who guards you, because we don't want to get switching in transition. So you got to be with your man, whoever guards you. So there's a good chance Wara might guard Cam McGusty. So if he does, then Cam's got him. But to start with, Sam Wardenberg's going to take him.
Give Hurricanes fans a couple people to watch. Again, it's Canes in Louisville tonight, but I'm talking about for the season. We're kicking off the season. Jim Larrañaga is with us. I mentioned earlier today I'm a huge fan of Chris Likes. I root for anybody that's short. I also root for anybody that's bald. It doesn't, like, I'm a big Manu Ginobili fan, and I root for you. I didn't want to say anything, but I'm wearing the hat. You're not. But anybody short and bald, I love Chris Likes. Who are some guys that Hurricanes fans you think can sink their teeth into this season?
Well, Chris Likes is the leading returning scorer, and he was chosen second team all-conference in the preseason poll. So I think our fans really love watching Chris. He's an exciting player. The three guys that I would tell you to keep an eye on are the three freshmen. Harlan Beverly, who comes from Detroit, Michigan, and went to Mount Verde in Florida, a really talented freshman. Isaiah Wong, who's from New Jersey, played in Philadelphia. He's a guy, I guarantee you, he'll be shooting free throws tonight. He is very hard to guard. He gets to the rim, gets fouled all the time. And then Anthony Walker, who's very inexperienced but has a ton of talent, 6'7 or 8, runs and jumps, can make threes, terrific post-up player. With experience, he's going to be a tremendous contributor.
And McGusty, you brought him up a little earlier. The same evaluation of him, because as I looked at all the breakdowns of this game, his name came up a lot, Coach.
Well, Cam McGusty and DJ Vasilevich are going to play at the wings tonight with Chris Likes. They're both very experienced players. Both of them will be 1,000-point scorers along with Chris Likes. None of them have scored 1,000 points yet, but I think all three will get there this season. So the backcourt has some really good experience. The three guys total 2,200 points. So we're hoping that they have a great year in scoring. The other guy that is really improved, and I think he may be the most improved player in the ACC, is Rodney Miller, 7 feet tall. He's got a great left-handed and right-handed jump hook. He's been practicing terrific. We hope that he can be a double-double guy, 10 points, 10 rebounds.
I know you can't say names, but we can say recruiting seems to be going well for the University of Miami basketball team.
Well, if you start with, we have a transfer sitting out, a kid named Nasir Brooks. We can talk about him. He's 6'11", 7 feet, 245 pounds, and he's a fantastic defensive player rebounder. He is going to be a great addition next season, not this year. And then we are involved with, we can't mention names or anything.
We all read the news yesterday.
And we're very, very happy, because when you recruit for your needs. And the guys we're counting on really add a dimension to our program.
How excited are you for the season? How do you get game one of any basketball season? You've been doing it your entire life. Where are you? Is this like a kid in a candy store?
It really is, because at my age, I just – you know, I could be retired, relaxing, but doing nothing, you know, maybe playing a little golf or tennis or watching ball games. I want to be in the action. I want to help the players become the players they want to be. I enjoy the camaraderie. We took the team to Italy this summer and had a great time, and the players really bonded. I'm excited about this team. I think we have to improve in a lot of areas, but the guys are working to improve, so that's good.
Coach, is the excitement crazy for you? Like, as long as you've been doing this, do you text your coaches at 2 a.m.? Do you text players at 7 a.m. in the morning just trying to, hey, if they pick you in this game, you got to get around? Like, is that still there for you?
I text my coaching staff last night, and the message was, hey, we got a great roster right now. Let's really push these guys, make them believe in themselves that they can win. And then I text the players a picture of a tiger growling and said, hey, we got to have the eye of the tiger all season long.
Now, tonight the game is on the ACC Network. It's the inaugural basketball game on the ACC Network. Have you thought about, I don't know if you're going to be mic'd up in the locker room pregame. Do you know if they're going to be videoing your pregame speech? Have you given thought to this? Is this something you practice in front of a mirror?
Absolutely not.
Something you practice in front of Mrs. Larinaga?
No practice.
You don't say, hey, honey, I want you to listen. This is what I'm going to tell the team tomorrow night before the game.
I do plan, so I have ideas, but it's completely spontaneous so that, you know, I want the guys to really know the energy that I feel, and I want to transfer it to them. We'll play a song in the locker room before the game. Hopefully some guys will be so juiced that they get up and dance.
Do you know what song you're going to be playing before
the
game?
No, the players get to choose. I don't pay attention to the choice.
You dance too, Coach. I've seen you.
We've
you
seen those. Oh, yeah. Those are some of our favorite videos.
Yeah, the problem is they're not playing my kind of music. They're playing what do they call it?
The rap or trap or all the new stuff.
I'm used to, you know, Michael Jackson and the Temptations and music like that.
I don't know if Chris Likes would ride to the Temptations.
I think you should get in front of the team tonight and say, this is Louisville, this is a big one, and here's the four tops, and let's get things going at the Watsco Center.
Like, four tops? Who is that?
I thought it was an offensive set.
Well, it's tonight, man, and we wish you the best of luck. You're absolutely one of our favorites. I'm not going to ask you any movie questions tonight because I'm guessing your head's not there.
Well, you got to go see Harriet.
I was kind of asking a movie question by not asking a movie question. So is that the best movie of the summer?
I don't know if it's the best, but I love true stories that about people who have overcome all kinds of adversity. And in Harriet Tubman's case, the adversity is ridiculous, and she still overcame it and was a tremendous leader and helped our country.
If you listen to our show, you know that Jim Larinaga is a movie buff, and we always ask him movie questions. But when he gets into season mode, so what's the week leading up to this game? Do you pay attention to anything but basketball? Like, are you 24/7 hoops?
Yeah, that's a difficult question to answer. You know, when I'm laying in bed at night, I have my phone right there, and I think of stuff. Last night, I was watching the Detroit Pistons play. That's Bruce Brown, and Bruce had a terrific game, but they lost to the Wizards. And I'm texting Bruce, telling him, hey, good game, tough loss, but keep plugging away. And he's doing a great job. And then I'll text my coaches, hey, did you see the backdoor play that the Pistons ran? And that's what we do. So it's not actually 24/7, but it's darn close.
Coach, other coaches aren't doing that. Bruce Brown is gone. He can never help you again. Other coaches aren't texting a guy that's already in the NBA after his game and telling him, great game.
No, I text them all. Shane Larkin, we're going to do a story on Shane Larkin. The EuroLeague, he is playing in Turkey, and he's like the most valuable player in Europe. And the EuroLeague has called me, and in December, I think it's December the 15th, around that time, they're going to come and interview me all about the Shane Larkin story. And I stay talking to Shane. The last time I text Shane, it was his birthday, October 2nd. And I remember that easily because that's my birthday as well.
Well, Crowder, maybe your old coaches don't text you just because they didn't like you.
I think
you're making it like a standard, but I just think it might be you.
But no, I cannot. I can say with some confidence that other coaches aren't doing what Coach L does. They're not texting their players. How long has Shane been gone? 2-3 years?
Oh, no, six.
Yeah. 6 years? Coach, there is no other coach texting a guy that's been gone 6 years on his birthday. I can say that with confidence.
Yeah. Well, that's why the recruiting game is going so well.
That same year, we lost Trey McKinney-Jones, and I got a text from Trey and said, hey, Coach, I just read a book that reminded me of you, and it was Chop Wood, Carry Water. So I immediately went out, bought the book, read the book, and texted him back and said, yeah, this is a great book. I'm going to share it with my staff and the team. So we try to stay in touch. This is a family atmosphere. We've tried to create something that we can build on every year. We got a step backwards last year, but we're moving forward in the right direction now.
Coach Jim Larrañaga, good luck tonight. It's Miami and Louisville, 6:30 tip-off at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. He is our absolute favorite, and he's got a lot of stuff to do, and we appreciate his time. And he's going to go do whatever he's got to do, and we're going to get ready to do what we got to do because Michael Irvin is scheduled to join us next. The playmaker, he won't be sitting with us, he'll be on the phone, but the playmaker hopefully will be joining us next. Very excited about that.
Y'all gotta get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market and check out this delicious food. Since 1951, Delaware has been feeding South Florida, and if you're not going to Delaware, you're the one missing out. 441, just a block south of Sterling Road. Get to Delaware. Come on now. It is delicious food. If you love stone crabs, they are in season right now, and Delaware Chicken Farm has the best stone crabs, every size, the best price, the freshest. Just get over there and check out the stone crabs. You'll never buy stone crab from anywhere else. They are delectable, but they have them all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork. Poultry, duck, and turkey, lobster, shrimp, 15 different species of fish. They have alligator, they have venison, they have frog legs. They have it all, guys. Get to Delaware. And for all your Thanksgiving needs as well, it's coming up. You can order in advance. I told you about 20% of Delaware has. Go to DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu and call them in advance when you know what you want and to have your order packaged and ready when you get there. Saving you time, saving you money, giving you delicious food is Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Give them a call at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. They'll have your order packaged already. When you get there, place your order for Thanksgiving. Get your stone crabs. It is Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
So we got a big afternoon planned for you there. Jim Larrañaga was in a good mood, so that was fun right there. Michael Irvin is scheduled to join us next, and we'll talk some Miami FSU with him. Coach Katie Meyer scheduled to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Blake James, the athletic director, in the 4 o'clock hour. Joe Zagacki also in the 4 o'clock hour. We are courtside at the Watsco Center. By the way, tonight, game one, the Watsco Center will be selling beer for the first time.
What happened?
For Hurricanes basketball. That's a surprise for you because I know you're staying for the game with me.
Yes, sir.
Surprise!
Oh, I love it.
Beer will be on sale at the Watsco Center for the first time. So if you're in South Florida, you should absolutely be here. Hurricanes and number 5 Louisville to kick off the season. And it is going to be a lot of fun here. Hopefully this place will be rocking. It's all getting ready to roll here again as we're sitting courtside. So we'll take care of a little business here. We are endeavoring to take all the stations, Papa, but it's a big one. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, he's scheduled to join us next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.